Mecklenburg County Sheriff is defending his participation in a federal program that allows deputies to help enforce federal immigration law. The program, known as 287G, has become a sticking point in the sheriff's upcoming bid for re-election. WFAE's Nick Della Canal reports.
Sheriff Irwin Kermichael, a Democrat, called a press conference on Tuesday saying there had been misinformation swirling about the program. He did not say exactly what. The program allows deputies to screen and detain inmates based on their immigration status. Carmichael says the program has been an invaluable resource to his office.
The purpose of the 287G program is simple. It is a federal database that allows me to identify exactly who we have in our jail and who is in the community. The knowledge is critical in protecting my staff and maintaining a safe work environment for the law enforcement inside our jail.
According to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, Mecklenburg County flagged roughly 1,300 inmates living in the country illegally last year. About 290 were deported. Following the sheriff's press conference, activists held a press conference of their own outside the sheriff's office, saying the program undermines trust between law enforcement and immigrants and tears immigrant families apart. The groups attempted to deliver a two-page letter calling for the program's demise to the sheriff, but were turned away by staff. More than 20 activist groups had signed on, as did the sheriff's two Democratic opponents, Gary McFadden and Antoine Ensley, in the upcoming May primary. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Della Canal in Charlotte.